This show is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show.
So this is the Aftershock Central Podcast. I'm Jack. I've got Ronnie the Baron with me.
Yep.
And for all his making fun of me and Ronnie when we miss podcasts, Mr. Podcast himself, Martin, is MIA today. So we're just going to truck on without him, but I'm sure he'll be back on next time, especially if there's another Black Eyed Kids issue out. He won't miss it.
Yep.
So what's up, man? What's up with you?
Not a whole lot. Ready to talk some Aftershock book.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's probably a good thing to do on an Aftershock podcast.
Well, you know, we could, like, take it off the rails and talk about other stuff, but...
Yeah. Well, I feel like we just did that.
Yeah.
Because we kind of did.
Yeah.
And you know what? I'm going to throw out a plug since Martin isn't here to stop me. Because Ronnie and I just recorded yesterday because we have started a new podcast within the Nerdy Legion Network called the Ultimate Marvel Podcast, where we talk all things Marvel, comics, movies, TV. Now, that's not a signal to stop listening to this. But if you're interested in our banner on here and happen to also be a Marvel fan, then you could check it out sometime, I suppose. I guess we could use the support since we're just getting it up and running.
Yep.
But probably most of the people who are listening are probably like, you know, I don't want to hear no big two mumbo jumbo. So let's get to the good stuff, I guess.
Yeah, you never know.
You never know. Is there any exciting Aftershock news?
This weekend, as we record, is the Halloween Comic Fest that we talked about last episode that's happening. So Martin will be there on Saturday.
Awesome.
To see Joe Pruitt.
Does Aftershock have a booth?
No, it's just like a signing at select local comic shops. Where Black Eyed Kid have a special cover for Halloween.
Oh, okay.
And I believe that it's just Black Eyed Kid's number one with a special Halloween cover, but I believe the insides are all black and white.
Oh yeah, you're talking about the thing in Columbia.
Yeah.
Or Greenville.
Yeah.
No, Columbia.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah. Yeah, you know that's I'm tempted to go because it's only a couple hours from me, but it'd be hard to get away. There's so much going on right now.
Right. Yeah, you two guys go and I'll be the only one there.
Yeah.
I'll hold down the fort in Joe's closet.
Yeah. So yeah, it doesn't look like there's anything super exciting news out this week. American Monsters out today.
Yeah.
But we can't talk about it because we don't get advanced copies, right. Joe.
That's right, right?
Go ahead.
I was just saying, like, on another podcast, I heard Brian Azzarello talk about American Monster.
About this issue or the...
Just about...
Title in general.
Just about the title in general and how he was saying that it's his modern take on Frankenstein.
Okay. That's interesting.
Yeah. It was a pretty interesting listen. It's on the Word Balloon with John.
How so? How so? How like Frankenstein?
He didn't really go into details about it. He just,
okay.
It was just, you know, I guess that's the thing he loves is like all the classic monsters type thing.
Gotcha. Okay.
Like
I can see that.
Moonshine just hit with Image.
Yeah.
And I mean it's only issue one, but he said that he wanted to do something with werewolves and then
right.
Like full moon something, and then it came to Moonshine, so maybe that'll have something to do with werewolves down the line.
Yeah. I could see that. Sounds interesting.
Yeah.
I guess Blood Blister's coming out.
Yeah.
And we talked about that already, I guess.
Yeah.
There's a more lengthy description, I think, on the Aftershock page, though.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've seen that.
Yep. Seen that. Shared it to our Facebook page.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. You did. Sounds interesting. It doesn't sound like my type of story, but definitely looks interesting. I'm not a big horror fan.
Right. Well, that's
interesting. But a lot of people are.
Well, that's interesting that you like Black Eyed Kids as well as you do then.
I don't know. Black Eyed Kid, well, you know, and I like The Walking Dead.
Right.
Like, me and my wife follow that.
Right.
So certain things, if it's – Black Eyed Kids doesn't feel like typical horror to me. It's not just like, you know, obscene and gory for the sake of it.
Okay.
Like, there's a story behind, and I can get caught up in that.
Like, it's more creepy-ish instead of horror?
Well, it's not creepy for the sake of just being creepy. Like, there's a story behind the scenes that I'm interested in, and I can enjoy horror if they do it that way. But just the concept of horror in general, like, let me write something to scare you and to be creepy and you know, kind of gross.
Right, you're right.
If it doesn't go beyond that, I don't enjoy it. So.
I can see that. I can appreciate that.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward to American Monster because I feel like I was getting into the story and it never went anywhere. But because of that, I'm like still sitting in anticipation of it.
Right.
So I'm ready to read it.
And like the stuff that Brian was talking about made me want to go back and reread all of the issues.
Yeah.
To see it from like a different, like the perspective that he was going with it from.
Right.
You know, so. And I haven't yet to do that because I read everything almost. So.
I know. I'm the same way, man. It's hard to it's hard to go back and reread stuff when you have a pile of stuff sitting on your, you know,
yep.
table that you want to get to.
Yep.
And there's so many new good comics out.
Yeah, I agree.
It's just hard to read everything.
Speaking of new good comic out that came out last week. That'd be the one that we're talking about this week, right?
Revisionist?
The Revisionist.
Okay. Yeah. It's not really new, but...
Well, it was new last week, right?
I guess number 5 is new.
Yeah.
Not a new title.
Yeah, right.
I gotcha. I'm getting there. Yeah, so you want me to do a recap or you want to do
You're
it?
You're the recap guy.
I'm so unprepared. I didn't even pull up the issue yet.
It's okay. Don't put it on the spot or anything, but we will wait.
I mean, what else you guys got to do? All right, so I can get into it. So this thing starts in New Jersey. I said I can get into it, but I was getting ahead of myself.
New Jersey, 1989.
1989, that was a good year. I guess. I don't have no idea what happened in 1989. I was... like
9, 10
2
an 89
oh an 89
yeah
I was 11 12, something like that,
depending on what month.
Yeah. Okay, 1989, New Jersey. There's a technician named Levi, which is Martin's dad.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
But this is in the past.
Mm-hmm.
These time travel stories, always I gotta like mentally stop sometimes and say, okay, when is this happening in relation to like the main story?
Right.
But this is Levi's dad in the past in a lab, and he's building like a helmet for like that allows a person that wearing it to see into the future. And once he figures out how the helmet works, he starts getting kind of greedy. And seeing the future isn't good enough, and he wants to actually be able to go there. And so he uses the design to create a machine that can actually transport matter through time. And then the story catches up to now in Boston. And it picks up in where we left off in issue 4 with the guy with the bandaged face attacking Martin with a bomb strapped to him that detonated right at the end of the last issue.
Mm-hmm.
I think right in the last panel.
Right.
There was an explosion. And issue 5 starts with some firemen going through the rubble of that explosion, looking for survivors. And they don't find Martin and Kimberly because apparently they teleported away at the last moment and survived, even though Martin's a little beat up. But he keeps having flashbacks of the police officer in issue one that he liked and that got killed by the prison warden. Remember that?
Right, yep.
And here's where I'm a little confused. She looks just like this girl, Kimberly. So I don't know if there's some connection or if she's just worried that Kimberly will get killed like that girl did. Because the way it's drawn, they look identical to me.
Yeah. I can't help you out on that one.
Yeah, so I don't know if there's some relation. I mean, obviously it can't be the same person because it's different time periods, but maybe something will develop.
Maybe it was her mom. Maybe it was Kimberly's mom.
Yeah, I was wondering about that. Should be a little bit weird, like going back in time and dating your girlfriend or your
right.
spouse's mother.
Right.
Anyways, meanwhile, the guy who attacked Martin in issue four with the bandages on his face was apparently one of many, which is still kind of strange, but he's one of many because in this issue, a bunch of guys who look just like him are now like appearing everywhere, and they seem to be working with Kimberly's mother, Miss LeBeau, because when she sees them, she says, "I was wondering when you'd show up." And meanwhile, Martin has one of his future flashbacks, or I guess maybe flash forward in this case,
right.
But this time, while his arm is on Kimberly's shoulder, he has that kind of flashback, which allows her to see the future also, mm-hmm. I guess. That's how this thing works,
right.
Because of touch.
Mm-hmm.
And she witnesses something bad her mother does in the future. And I don't know. It doesn't really show what she sees, but perhaps she sees her mother tied to this, like, time travel corruption business somehow.
Mm-hmm.
Because she seems to be. But also simultaneously, Martin's dad appears and pretty much tells Martin that he's fired from this job. And they're using an alternative solution, which was, to put it nicely, because that solution apparently involves killing Martin. Because the bandage face men, they come in to and they attack them, and then once again Martin is able to take down one of them and unbandage his face, and this time we confirm that the person with the bandages on is his dad. And I vaguely remember some like brilliant mind hypothesizing that last time.
Yeah. Now this is his dad, but it's not his dad that we saw like at the beginning of the story, and it's not his dad that set him on this chase, right? So it's like his middle-aged dad.
Well, it is the same guy though, right? But you're saying from a different time period.
Right, yes. So like the one that sent Martin on this chase, that like broke him out of prison in issue one, say, is like 60 something, and then the one that we saw at the beginning of this issue is more like in his late 20s, and then the one that we see here would be like in his 40s. It looks to me like, I could be wrong.
Well, then why would his dad be using him for this mission, knowing that a former version of yeah. himself chose not to use him? Good. Or to...
Well, maybe he didn't want to, and that was the alternate solution, right? I don't know.
Or maybe an even older version goes back and gets the younger version to do it. Because here's something else that's really weird to me, is that there's a bunch of these guys.
Right.
And it's not like he takes a bunch of them's mask off and is like, oh, you're Joe, you're
right.
Bill, and oh, here's Dad.
Right.
It's like every time he happens to take one off, he sees his dad.
Right.
So I assume they're all like somehow copies of his father.
Right. Yeah, that was the thing that I couldn't tell really, but I just thought his dad, like in the issue one, like had white hair and was older looking than the one that we see here.
Yeah, you know, it's hard to tell. This kind of art, I like it. I think it looks really cool.
Uh-huh.
But it's the way faces are drawn, I have sometimes it's confusing, because
right.
people aren't, you know, easily distinguishable.
Right.
Like the two girls, that I'm not sure if they're the same person or not, because they, you know,
they resemble each other.
Yeah, and it's not the art is not super clear, and so I can't really, same way with his dad.
Right.
And his dad just kind of looks like an older version of Martin, which I guess makes sense.
Right. Yeah.
But could it be that his dad is? Could it be that he's sending back himself from multiple time periods?
Yeah.
In order,
right,
like,
right, yeah.
Here's one from this year, and then the next year, and the next year. That's why there's so many of them.
Yeah.
But I don't know why he would do that.
Well, I don't know why he would do that now, but like, see, and that's what's confusing, I guess, or the questions I have is like, the person that, the older version of his dad that actually sends him back to start doing these missions.
Mm-hmm.
Is it the older, wiser one that wants to right the wrongs of what the younger one did? The younger version of himself did? You know what I'm saying? And like this is like the time that he went, that he's prime and his rogue status. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Sure.
Because I wasn't for sure if I was explaining very good of what I was meaning. So, like, Martin's his last hope because he knows that at this time, or at, like, Martin's age,
mm-hmm.
that he's hell-bent on, he himself was hell-bent on doing this and this and time jumping.
Yeah. Well, okay, so how about this? And I'm just totally spitballing at this point because who knows what's going to happen. But what if the younger version of Martin's dad has some reason to stop Martin? Okay, so he's going back in time. He knows what Martin's going to do. So he's going back in time trying to kill him, kill his son. And then the older version, this is kind of what you said, but kind of different. The older version of himself has a change of heart and says, okay, I'm going to use Martin. But then Martin, when he doesn't do things the way he wants him to, he says, okay, we're going to go have a different solution. But that different solution is not killing Martin. It's just like, okay, we're using somebody else and you're on your own. You have to, you know, defend yourself from these. I was going to help you defend yourself, but now you have to defend yourself from these former me's on your own.
Right, yeah, I can see that.
Maybe there's not a direct connection between the older self and the younger version of his dad.
Right.
If these are even younger versions, I don't know.
Yeah, right. Yeah, if they are or not. See, that's why I wish our Martin was here, because he would know.
Yeah.
But then
if he didn't, he'd at least pretend like he did.
Yeah, right.
And we'd believe him.
Yep.
So, and the only other thing in this issue is after they come, they take the girl. And then Martin's they take Martin's computer, the thing on his arm, which is attached to his arm, and the only way they can take it, it seems to be, is to cut it off. That's what it looks like they're doing in that last panel, right?
With some kind of lightsaber.
Right.
Or maybe...
No, Jedi.
Or maybe a lightsaber whip. I don't know, because it looks like it's bending, you know, at the time that he's cutting his arm off. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm kind of wondering, why don't they just take it off? He's taken it off before, hasn't he?
I thought so, but maybe not. Maybe it locked to his arm once he put it on.
Yeah.
So what did you think overall?
I like this. I like this story. I'm not so into it like I am some of the other Aftershock titles.
Right.
It's not, I mean, it's no Black Eyed Kids or, I mean, Alters, for example, like grabbed me.
Right, right.
So did like Rough Riders, even Jackpot, which I'm ready to read that again. Seems like it's been a while since that came out.
Right.
So like I find this one interesting, but it's more like middle of the pack. I think I could kind of take it or leave it. It's not one of my favorites. How about you?
So out of five, what would you give it?
For the ratings?
Yeah.
This issue, I guess, 3.5.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to. It's kind of right in the middle, but maybe slightly above average. I mean, I enjoyed it.
Right. Well, Martin messaged us and gave us his review of 4 out of 5. Right.
Okay. That's pretty good.
Yeah, which I can only tell because he likes seeing his name in print.
Right. He likes to pretend it's him.
Yeah.
Saving the day.
Yeah. And then now he can't ring his stupid bell because his arm's cut off, remember?
Yeah. Right. That's right.
But for me, yeah, I'm right there with you. I was going to give it like a 3.75, really, because, like you said, it's in the middle of the pack for me. Like you said, it's not Black Eyed Kids. It's not Animosity or Alters type stuff where it just grabs me. But it's a fun and enjoyable read, and it makes you think. Like, the comics that I really love, you know, actually make you think about stuff. On this one, it's like, you know, it's time travel, so it's going to get messy anyways.
Right. Yeah.
And sometimes, and like you said, the art's fine. It's just hard to pick out characters sometimes.
Yeah.
But so, it's nothing that I would be like, oh, this is trash, and wouldn't read it because of, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm the same way. What's an interesting time travel story you've read, time travel comic you've read recently? Can you think of any?
Recently?
I don't know, within the last. Something that people listening might be familiar with.
Ivar Time Walker?
Yeah, I was thinking that too. How would you compare this to that?
I don't know. See, Ivar seems more Doctor Who-ish time travel or whatnot.
Right.
As to where this one seems more like Quantum Leap-ish, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, that's dating myself, but, you know, because I loved Quantum Leap when I was growing up.
Yeah.
Like, this one, like, and what I mean, I guess, to be a little clearer, is, like, this one is not time jumping for the sake of time jumping for the story. It's, and it doesn't really, you know, it's just hit. That's how it started the first time.
Right.
It was, like, his hit, and that's why he'd go there. That's why it was Quantum Leap, was, like, he didn't know where he was going, but once he got there, he had to figure it out. That's to where, like, Ivar, there was always, like, a single thread. Once you came to the end, there's always that ending like where he did what he's supposed to do.
Yeah. I liked Ivar. And I guess if some people listening don't know, Ivar was a comic a couple years, about a year ago maybe?
Yeah.
That's when it ended?
Yeah.
By Valiant. So it's not even Aftershock comic. But I actually liked it a lot. Now, one thing that was very different, though, is it had chronological protection was a concept in it where you could go back in time and interact with things, but you couldn't actually do something to change the course of history, which is where this, I mean, that's what it's all about.
Yeah, right. It's changing stuff.
Which is a little bit more common of a concept, right? Like if you watch the show The Flash.
Right.
There's that issue where he keeps going back in time and screwing stuff up.
Right.
That's a pretty typical time travel concept, I guess, or storyline.
Yeah. Where like you said with Ivar, there was fixed points in time where you couldn't change it. And this one, this one's all about going back and setting things right, I guess.
Yeah.
Which is what most people want from time travel. You know, if I could travel back in time, I'd redo this over, you know, type of thing. So.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, although it makes it a little, I always wonder, like, when I'm watching The Flash or whatever, and he's going back through time, and it seems like, because they, you know, the butterfly effect is like, even the slightest things you do could change history.
Right.
Which I would think in those stories they would be more worried about just being there at all. You know, whereas, like, The Flash, it's like, it's this dramatic event, like, oh, unless I kill my mother, then I can change time or something.
Right, right. What comes out next week? Do you know?
Well, American Monster.
American Monster, right.
American Monsters next week, and then after that, no, American Monsters today.
Right. Well, next episode we'll talk American Monster.
Yeah, and then next week, November 2nd is Animosity 3, so that'll be a good one.
Yeah, I'm waiting for that.
And Rough Riders 7.
On the same day?
Yeah.
Oh, that'll be great.
Unless one of these gets pushed back. Well. If we don't do one on just American Monster, then the next show will probably be pretty loaded.
Pretty jammed.
3 issues.
Yeah.
And then after that, on the 16th, is Jackpot. I just mentioned that. And Alters.
Yeah, it seems like it's been a while since we've had a Jackpot. Is that Jackpot number 6 or 7?
Number 4.
Really?
Huh. No way. That's not right, is it? This must not be right. I think we've had more than 4.
Maybe not. With a big break, I just assumed that, like, the first arc was done, you know? Kind of like what they did with the Insects after the first 6, or, like, Black Eyed Kids. Its arc was 6 issues.
Yeah.
But.
Huh. I'm confident it's been more than 3.
I don't know. We haven't talked.
I'm trying to look.
We haven't talked about it for a while, so.
Jackpot. Let me see. Jackpot. Man, I guess it is 4. Crazy.
Wow.
So their dates here are out of order. So next week is Animosity, Rough Riders, and the week after that is Alters and Shipwrecked, and then the following week is Jackpot, Black Eyed Kids.
Okay. So Alters and Shipwreck come out Halloween weekend, right?
Well, this coming weekend is Halloween. Halloween
yeah,
week.
That's true.
No, Halloween week is Rough Riders and Animosity.
Okay. I can live with that.
Yeah, me too. It's cool. What else?
I don't know if I have anything else really.
Short and sweet.
Short and sweet. I know on the latest episode of Nerdy Legion, on their night 2 of Halloween comic books, Martin and Nick talk about Black Eyed Kids.
Yeah, I saw that. So, I haven't listened to it yet, but that's good.
So everybody that's listening to this might have already listened to that, or could have listened to just this. And if they're missing Martin, like we're not, they can hear him on that.
Yeah. Well, I think there's the Nerdy Legion like kind of crowd, and then there's the Aftershock fans that might not be tied into all that. So.
Right.
If you want to branch out, that's probably a good one to start with.
Yep.
Be a little some stuff that's familiar and probably some other stuff you're not familiar with.
Right.
How do they contact us, Ronnie?
They can tweet the show at Aftershock Pod. They can tweet you at Jack Sutherland. They can tweet me at Rumbar316. And if you want to complain that Martin wasn't here, he is at Geekvine. And then, of course, we have...
And even if you don't want to, do it anyways.
Yeah.
Just for the fun of it.
Just for the fun of it.